It's a yearly tradition on 1070 WIBC. The greatest spectacle of racing memories. I'm Mike Sarwick, your host, and for the next 9 hours, we'll be reliving the races of 1972, 1985, and last year's 1998 race. We focused first on 1972, where the day that taxes are due, the United States receives two panda bears from China. May 15th, a month later, Alabama Governor George Wallace is shot and paralyzed. Then a month after that, the pesticide DDT is banned by the EPA. More fun and frivolity with the federal government. The Democratic National Headquarters is burglarized in the Watergate office building. Only 2 years later, President Nixon resigns. In the summer of that year, Mark Spitz chalks up 7 gold medals, but has to depart Munich prematurely as 11 members of Israel's Olympic team were murdered by Palestinian terrorists. Toward the end of summer, September 30th, Roberto Clemente ends his 3,000-hit career with the Pittsburgh Pirates. Then on December 31st, he perishes in an attempt to deliver supplies to Puerto Rican earthquake victims. And if you think that's interesting, Chemical Bank in New York City does something totally different. Because of the long lines of people waiting to see tellers, they put motion pictures in place to keep people entertained. It's 1972. The qualifying is fast at 190 miles an hour. And you know what that means. Things around here happen way too fast.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
This is race day, May 27th, 1972. The place, the world's greatest race course, the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, scene of the running of the 56th annual 500-mile race. The temperature, 72 degrees. Humidity, 50%. Wind southeast, 10 miles an hour. The forecast, high thin clouds, mostly sunny, a temperature of 80. High of the day, maybe up as high as 88. Precipitation possibility during the race is near zero. A perfect weather day for racing. This is Sid Collins speaking to you for the 25th consecutive year. Astronaut Pete Conrad will be in the pace car. Chris Schenkel, sports director of ABC, will be in the pace car. And for the first time, a woman will ride in the pace car, the internationally known Dolly Cole, wife of the president of General Motors. And Tony Holman will set the field in order for the start.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
Pause 10 seconds for station identification.
Shopward's keeping it simple, neat, and complete. Every new 99 Escort, ZX2, Contra, and Ranger on Shopward's lot is now $1,000 under factory invoice. And that includes freight and rebate. $1,000 under factory invoice. Two doors, four doors, super cabs, 4x2s, 4x4s, doesn't matter. If it's a new 99 Escort, ZX2, Contra, or Ranger, and it's on Shopward's lot, it's $1,000 under factory invoice. See? Simple, neat, complete. A virtual tribute to simplicity. Ah, but you gotta hurry, because Sharpport's $1,000 under factory invoice sale positively ends May 31st. Ooh, and don't forget to visit our webpage at sharpford.com. That's one word, sharpford.com. See, even that's simple. Remember, Sharp is Ford since 1919. On Hanna, just north of the intersection of 465 and US 31 South. That's 6 o'clock sharp on the 465 dial.
We're sharp, and we're the reason Sharp is born.
We got boats, boats, we got boats at Hotel Aquamarine.
Where do you go to find the big biggest selection of boats at the best prices? Ted's Aquamarine Superstore. Know why? Over 300 boats in inventory right now. They've got pontoon boats, deck boats, ski boats, luxury runabouts, family boats, and complete units and boats to match all budgets. From the most personalized watercraft to a 30-foot cruiser, all powered by Mercury outboards and Mercruiser stern drives, and they've got Mercury. That's because Ted's Aquamarine Superstore is the area's number one Mercury and Mercruiser dealer. At Ted's, you'll find boats from $99 a month or less, both new and used. Something for everyone.
Boats, we got boats at Ted's Aquamarine.
More boats than allowed by law. Central Indiana's largest selection, a giant parts and accessories department, professional staff of factory trained personnel at Ted's Aquamarine Superstore, 465 and Bluff Road, Indianapolis. Get in today.
Get the boat you want when you see what you like at Ted's Aquamarine.
Race to IndyNet, your number one internet service provider, for your chance to win tickets to this Sunday's Indy 500. Sign up by noon tomorrow at www.indy.net, and you could win race tickets for two, no purchase necessary. IndyNet celebrates the Indy 500 with this exciting giveaway and an IndyNet 500 special. If you sign up for IndyNet's internet service now through this Monday, May 31st, you'll get your first month of internet service for only 500 pennies. That's just $5. After that, you'll benefit from IndyNet's low rate of only $15 a month. This offer's open to new subscribers only. Call 251-5208 or sign up online at www.indy.net. But hurry, the IndyNet 500 special ends Monday. And sign up by noon tomorrow for your chance to win tickets to the Indy 500. See website for contest details. Call IndyNet right now at 251-5208 and put the full power of the internet in your hands with IndyNet.
The historical audio you're listening tonight has been provided to WIBC by the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Radio Network. WIBC's official three-day forecast for your Memorial Day weekend is calling for mostly clear conditions tonight, but increasing clouds tomorrow later through the day. We will get that race in. We'll have a daytime high of 85. Take the oils with you as well as lots of cool drinks. Remember, no glass bottles in the track. Tonight, we're going to have cloudy skies, a 50% chance of thunderstorms. That's about 18 hours or so from now, if not more, with a low of 63. Monday, well, a chance of rain and a high in the 80s. Tuesday and Wednesday, a chance of thunderstorms, highs in the lower 80s. Currently, it's 66 at your official weather station, 1070 WIBC. Using to stay awake. It must be just sheer adrenaline and the fun of doing all this late night broadcasting, Max. But when you watching all the qualifying, and we're talking about all the racing on the greatest spectacle of racing memories on WIBC, we've had some problems with parts flying off cars, not only into stands, just disintegrating. And that's part of the safety features. Instead of this stuff collapsing into legs and into midsections and puncturing lungs and breaking legs and skulls, they now fragment outward, but now the fragments go out into the stands. You were noticing some of the safety features they're building right into the cars.
The cars that run in today's Indianapolis 500 will all be equipped with a new safety feature that will cable the suspension of the rear and the front of the car together. In other words, if a car made contact with the wall, the wheel and hub doesn't come off by itself. It's the weaker links. It's the suspension links that break and pull free from the body. They've come up with a way to cable the top suspension parts together. So the rear, upper control, and right to left are hooked together with a cable that will withstand about 5 tons of force.
Mm-hmm.
So the risk of that tire coming off and becoming airborne now is almost negligent. You can equate it, I guess, to the tether cable that they use on the aircraft carrier to catch the jets as they come in. I mean, if you can catch a jet with a cable, I'm sure you can catch a 30-pound tire with one.
Yeah, let's hope. Has there been much testing with this in terms of break-off and the amount of energy that's going around at 180, 200 miles an hour? That thing's going to be wagging around there like a loose fire hose.
It's been talked about a lot.
But
Dallara has come up with a system. Riley and Scott has come up with a system. And they all seem to agree that it's best.
But actual track time
It's tough. Let's face it. There will be maybe a little bit of touching of the wall there coming up in a few hours. We might be seeing for the first time how effective this cabling system really is.
We'll know at the end of the day.
But one other thing, though, Max, is it's important to point out. Tell me if I'm wrong. This cabling system, it's nowhere attached to moving parts.
Oh, no.
Just the housing of the shafts and all that, but it's nowhere near
bearings
or tires.
What they've done is each wheel has independent suspension, and there's an upper control arm or an upright in that suspension system. And they've simply attached a cable from the left side to a cable to the right side. So, in effect, they've made an axle that ties the rear suspension or the front suspension together.
Let me ask you, if the rear axle were to be jerked out, then the whole thing becomes airborne because it's not tethered to any part of the car.
Well, it wouldn't come loose from the wheel. It would still probably remain attached to the inside of the hub assembly, because if you break a universal joint or you break one of the constant velocity joints that mm-hmm. run those, yeah, it would either break back at the transaxle or it'd break at the wheel and hub assembly. And that wouldn't even necessarily cause the loss of the suspension part anyway. It's more contact with the wall or another car.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how that turns out.
Certainly.
I hate to say that. I just haven't seen the results of any testing or heard too much about that. But we'll find out here shortly. Well, thanks for joining me, Max.
Thanks for having me.
I'm glad you could join us.
I appreciate it, and I really enjoyed it.
And I appreciate the plugs you've been giving us on Talking Cars every Saturday between 1 and 3. Plugging the show, it's a yearly tradition we have here. It's called The Greatest Spectacle of Racing Memories on 1070 WIBC.
Radio Indiana. WIBC, Indianapolis.
Race car driver jokes with race car drivers. We do have 66 degrees, clear skies. I'm John Bartholomew. This is the 3 o'clock report. Well, Jay Leno says that life in Los Angeles has helped make him the perfect choice to drive the pace car today's Indy 500. Leno says he's used to drivers going fast and swerving on L.A. freeways, but in his words, at least they're not shooting at you in Indianapolis. Well, today Leno will be driving at a top speed of 110 miles an hour, leading the 33 drivers around the track at the start of the race.
I just thought, gee, what a terrific honor that would be. And then I'm trying to figure out how far down I was on the list. You know, well, who didn't want this job, you know, for them to ask me? So it's been great fun doing it, you know, and being associated with it.
Leno was out at the Speedway last month to practice for today's pacing duties on the 2.5-mile oval. At yesterday's driver meeting, Leno joked that the field has one of the best array of hairstyles in Indy history, telling the drivers that they covered the whole range of hair in human existence. Well, according to the government, 41,000 people were killed in auto accidents last year, and 6 out of 10 of them were not wearing seatbelts. Law enforcement agencies across the country are cracking down this weekend on those who are not buckled up. Chuck Hurley is with the National Safety Council.
We know exactly what's proven to work. It's high visibility enforcement. That's why the zero tolerance effort of more than 6,100 law enforcement agencies this week is so critically needed.
Back in our area, police currently working 2 overnight homicides. Marion County Sheriff's deputies called out to 3125 North Midhoffer. That was just before 11 last night. 18-year-old Rayo Glasgow was taken to Wishart Hospital with a gunshot wound to the head. He was pronounced dead on arrival. Indianapolis homicide detectives called out to the 2400 block of Hovey on a report of a person shot. That person taken to Methodist Hospital also pronounced dead a short time later. The world is getting hotter, Mother Nature is getting madder, and sperm counts are sinking. Those are just some of the global trends that are outlined in World Watch Institute's annual compilation of facts and figures. It's titled Vital Signs 1999. It offers a little something for everyone, making predictions about where the planet and its people are headed in the next century. The Earth's temperature's up, where millions of people have been driven from their homes by storms and flooding, and the report is citing a big decline in male sperm counts in industrial countries, pointing to pollution as a possible cause. But some of the data is positive, including increased use of wind and solar power, as well as rapidly growing communication over the Internet. In Austria, in a highway tunnel, a car and a truck loaded with paint collided and exploded, leading to a fire that took 12 hours to put out, at least one person dead, dozens injured. A tunnel fire between France and Italy killed 24 people in March. Russia's foreign minister is complaining that NATO not taking advantage of Moscow's peace initiatives toward Yugoslavia. Russia says Yugoslavia has accepted the general principles of the peace plan by the G8, which includes Russia and the world's top seven major industrial nations. Currently 66 degrees with clear skies. WIBC News time is now 3:03.
Back home again. It's the month of May in Indianapolis, and this year, the action is not just at 16th and Georgetown, but also at the new Racing Club of Indianapolis, the greatest spectacle in dining and dancing.
Welcome, race fans. This is Ricky Eichel to Mike and Jonesy's. My wife, Jonesy, and I have opened the most unique restaurant and dance club in downtown Indianapolis. Not a franchise-themed restaurant with rock stars and Hollywood movie stars. No, just race car drivers. Enjoy a fine dining lunch and dinner with the fast and famous heroes of Indy. See over 1,000 pieces of memorabilia of your favorite IndyCar, Sprint, Dragster, and stock car drivers. And watch all the racing on 25 TVs. Then dance all night with Indy's best sound playing your favorite retro and current dance hits.
And he's on it. It's a new track record. The Racing Club of Indianapolis. The greatest spectacle in dining and dancing. Downtown, next to Ike and Jonesy.
Say those four famous words again.
Mario's slowing down.
If the Pacers weren't still playing, you probably wouldn't be hearing much about them now. Point is, it's all about the game. This is where you hear the game. Every one of them. WIBC.
WIBC three-day forecast calls for beautiful weather for the race today. We'll have increasing clouds and a high of 85. Then for tonight, mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of thunderstorms, a low 63. For Memorial Day, a 60% chance of thunderstorms, a high near 80. And Tuesday and Wednesday, a chance of thunderstorms and a high in the lower 80s. Currently at your official weather station, 66 degrees, clear skies, winds are calm, the relative humidity at 56%, our barometric pressure 30.17 and steady. I'm John Bartholomew, WIBC News. Our next news comes your way at 3:30.
Thank you very much, John. The greatest spectacle of racing memories is brought to you by your Central Indiana Dodge dealers. And that's the way 1985 finished. We have one more race to go on 1070 WIBC.
It's WIBC's greatest spectacle of racing memories. I'm Mike Sarawick in studio. Big John Gillis, the fly guy. Come on.
Hey.
A solo applause there.
Soon I'll be talking in my sleep.
Well, we're getting everybody, because I always picture it's the people that can't sleep, the anxiety. You got the greatest spectacle in racing. And
you got the parties, you have the excitement, you have the necessity to be in motion and to get as close to the track as you can.
And that's why I got you here today, is for sage advice for how many years you've been covering the race now?
This will be the 21st year, I believe.
Wow.
20th or 21st. I'm running out of fingers.
So for those old enough to drink,
but
as of this year, you've been with them through their spawning ages.
Oh, Lord, I hate to think about that. What is different, though, than it used to be, is that you can't just park on 16th Street or on 30th Street. Mm-hmm. You know, once upon a time, first guy up to the gate could stay there, starting about, 6, 7 o'clock at night. They sort of keep you in motion right now. And they need to do that, because those roads, if something burns, they've got to get ambulances, fire trucks, and so forth through them. And so they just kind of keep everybody milling around. I mean, there are places you can park and things you can do. But the real kick comes starting about sunup, which race day is somewhere shortly after 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And then whenever the gates are ready to open, why, there are people just ready to go.
Now, falling short of having Mike Zunk here, or one of the people from IPD that know these routes really good, you've got to be probably the most credible source. I'm serious about this. As we chuckle, the most credible source of how to get in and out of the track.
Now, follow the car in front of you and do whatever the police officer person tells you.
Now, that helps to a point.
There is one kind of simple rule. If you approach the track from the west side, you're probably most likely to go into the coke lot or the north 40. If you really want to get into the track itself, you need to come in from the east. Actually, 16th Street is the one where that hard fast rule applies. If you come to the track westbound, you can turn right in through gate whatever it is, 2.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And but if you're coming eastbound, you can't.
Okay.
On that gate. So everything else then sort of feeds into the north 40 or you know, off 30th Street. But a lot of that depends on how the traffic is going, which is why we suggest before you actually start toward the track, you always turn on WIBC, because I'll be up flying around overhead watching that.
Absolutely. Now, so in lay terms,
mm-hmm.
inside of the track, probably coming along 70 to Holt 16th, something like that. If you want to go on the outside of the track, 465 on the west side of town, take that to...
if you come down Crawfordsville Road,
yeah.
I mean, it's possible to, for early arrivals, to get up Georgetown for a while. But again, this all depends on the traffic and the weather, and so I can give you some kind of historic perspective, but I still recommend you keep the radio on for the live stuff.
And we count on having you giving us the best coverage in town, Big John. He'll be around here shortly. By golly, getting those sleep, coming in and visiting us, and also reliving the memories of last year's race. Coming up in just a few minutes from 1070 WIBC.
This Sunday, there's only one radio station in town. 1070 WIBC.
Live
from the Speedway begins at 5 a.m. with sky traffic, weather, driver interviews, news, and more.
Take along your radio.
WIBC.
And then at 11,
it's the greatest
here on your home on the 83rd running of the Indianapolis 500.
After the race, WIBC is locked at that city market for a rocking pregame.
And then,
game one, the Pacers and the Knicks.
The Pacers and the
Knicks. Sunday, here on 1070 WIBC, it just might be the only radio station you'll ever need.
The only station.
The only one.
1070
WIBC.